Okay, we're going to start here at the bottom of Mem Tet Amud Bet by the Mishnah. We'll just go over the Mishnah quickly. Chamesh Slaim Shel Ben B'manet Suri. 5 shekel that you have to pay for Pidyon HaBen is enumerated or is equivalent to the 5 sela of the coinage currency of Tsur, Tyre. Shloshim Shel Eved, the 30 that you pay for an Eved Kanani that is killed. Chamishim Shel Ones V'Shel Mifateh, the 50 that is the knas for rape or seduction. Umeya Shel Motzir Shem Ra, or the 100 shekel that are paid for someone who speaks untruths about a woman that he married and claims that she was not a betula when he married her and is found to be lying. Kulam B'Shekel HaKodesh, all of them are enumerated in Shekel HaKodesh B'Manet Suri. And in the currency of Tsur, that would be the equivalent in the modern currency. Kulan, Nivdim b'kesef, u'b'shaveh kesef. All of these can be fulfilled, whether it's in currency or in kind payments. Chutz, meshkalim, shekel kodesh. Except for the shekel kodesh that has to be paid in coinage, cannot be paid in kind. Now the Gemara is going to spend the time on different currencies and the exchange rates between them to understand what the Mishnah is speaking about, as well as what is the obligation in the Torah. They're trying to equate it to coinage and currencies that they knew, so that they would know how much they needed to pay. So the Gemara begins, Manet Tsuri. Amar Rabasi, Manet Shel Tsuri. The Manet Tsuri that we mentioned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says it's the Manet that we know as the 100 zuz of Tsur of Tyre, which means that we're talking about a maneh. A maneh is equal to 100 dinare kesef, or 100 zuz. Of those, the sela of Tsuri would be good enough to equate to the shekel kodesh. The sela of Tsuri is equal to 4 dinare kesef. So that means that there are 25 sela in a maneh. 5 of those sela would be good enough to pay for your obligation in Pidyon HaBen. Rashi here actually mentions the zuz, the coin, the dinar kesef of Tsuri, what the value in current currency is, meaning the time of Rashi in the Middle Ages, as well as the weight of that currency. He says, Vazuz v'mishkal zahav shel mishkal shnei pshitim u'mechzatz, in gold weight, it's 2.5 pshitim, mishkal ha-barzel, based on the iron measurements. There's a Rashi in Chumash as well, which gives it based on the coins of Klonia, Klon, and another place where Rashi gives these measurements. The Ramban ala Torah takes issue with Rashi's measurement and says that Rashi's measurements are incorrect, and he gives an alternative. Later on in his life, the Ramban actually made Aliyah and landed in the port in Akko. When he's in Akko, he writes a letter back to his family, to his son, where he describes that he found the coins, the chatzi shekel, that was around at that time. He had some of the kutim read to him what the letters were. I mean, they were the old Hebrew, the Ivrit that was on them, and the pictures, and they explained to him these coins that they were the chatzi shekel. And he weighed them, and he said that he found that Rashi was correct, that Rashi's measurements were right, and that he was wrong about the weight. And it's a very interesting letter that later on he's able to corroborate Rashi's understanding here, as well as in Chumash, for the weight, and that would also in their day be the value, because coins were made out of the actual metal, silver, gold. It wasn't that the coins represented value, and therefore Rashi had the right assessment of weight and value of these coins. That's the Maneh Shel Tsuri. Rebbe Ami Amar, Dinar Arava, it's the equivalent of a coin of Arabia. Rebbe Chanina Omer, Istara Sarasia, or according to Rashi, Susrita, that it's equivalent to the Sela of Sarasia, according to Tosafot, means of Syria. These are the coins or the currency of Syria. Whereas Rashi says, Susrita, which is Shleim Miushanim, older Sela, Demizdavno Tamnyo Bidinoro, that they are worth 8 for a single dinar. Chamesh minay olu pidyon haben. 5 of them are valuable towards pidyon haben. I'm going to first read this like Tosafot, and then we'll read it like Rashi. According to Tosafot, what you just got were a list of coins that are all equivalent, or that can be used for paying off the pidyon haben. There's one more item in our list, and that is Rabbi Yochanan Omer. Dinara, Hadraina, Tairaina, and Chaifa. And also, the additional coins are these coins. According to Rashi, Hadrina is Hadrian, Hadrianus. Tarina is another Caesar. And then Shaifa is the name of an additional king. These are coins, probably of the Roman Caesars, that Rabbi Yochanan is mentioning. Whereas according to Tosafot, he mentions an alternative reading, which is that these are, Hadrina is the shape, it's circular, Tarina means big. Shaifa, these are descriptions of a coin, the features of the coin, not necessarily the type of coin. In the end, he says that you could explain Rashi's pshat and differentiate between Bayit Rishon and Bayit Sheni, the first Beit HaMikdash, the second Beit HaMikdash. So we'll go with Rashi's understanding, which is that these are coins of the Caesars. So according to that understanding, all of these opinions are bringing down coins, currencies that are equivalent and that are usable for the Pidyon HaBen. Therefore, in terms of Manetz Shel Tzuri, the money of Tyre, the coins, the currency that are minted in Tyre, they were considered to be the standard, I call them the gold standard of their time. They had there was a large minting area up there, they were known for their coins, and therefore we have a Dinar Zahav. You took a gold coin of Tzuri, that would be equivalent to 25 Dinari Kesef. A Sela equals 4 dinare kesef, and or 4/25 of a dinar zahav. 4/25 of a dinar zahav will give you a sela. Pidyon HaBen, you have to pay 5 sela. So the 5 sela is equal to 4/5 of a dinar zahav, or 20 dinare kesef. In the money of Tzuri, that is what you would use in order to pay off the Pidyon HaBen. The next was the Arabian coin. The Gemara will come back to this in a little bit in terms of the Arabian coin, but a dinar, the Arabian currency, Rashi notes over here that the translation between the Arabian currency and Tsur is, for every 7 dinari kesef of Tsur, you would receive 10 dinari kesef of Arabia. So there's a relationship of 10 over 7. 10 over 7. 10 dinari kesef Arabia equals 7 dinari kesef of Tsur. So because of that, a sela would equal not 4 dinari kesef, but rather 5 and 5/7. If you want to get to the equivalent in 5 shekel, we said before that the money Tsuri was 20 dinari kesef. You'd multiply that by 10 over 7, and you'd get 28 4/7. So you'd have to use 28 4/7 of the silver coins of Arabia to get to you to the equivalent 20 dinari kesef you need in Tsur. So that's the multiplier between Tsur and Arabia is 10 over 7. That's Rashi gives you that information. He just says that I know that that's the translation. The Gemara in a second will give us that calculation. I'm going ahead and I'm giving you the information now. The Gemara will do the calculation in a second to show you this. All right, so that's the Arabian coins. Istara Sursia. I'm going to go with Tosafot right now. He's the easier one to understand, who says this is equivalent to the others. He says that this dinar zahav of Srasia, of Syria, the Syrian dinar zahav, is equivalent to 32 dinare kesef. Therefore, a istara, or the sela of Srasia, of Syria, was equal to 1/8 of a dinar zahav, which is equal to 4 dinare kesef. Their dinare kesef were equal to the dinare kesef at Tsur. Their surisita, their dinar zahav, was bigger, and therefore it equals 32 dinari kesef rather than 25 of Tsur, which was, therefore, their istara, their sela, was equal to 1/8 of a dinar zahav. Based on that, if you took 5 of their istara, which would be equivalent to 5 sela Tsuri, you would pay off the Pidyon HaBen, or is equivalent to 5/8 of their dinar zahav. And that's what the Gemara said here. It says that since they are 1/8 of a dinar zahav equals a sela in Surisita, therefore 5/8 of a dinar zahav would give you the equivalent of the Pidyon HaBen from Sela Tsuri over to the Sela of Surisita. That's the way Tosafot learns it. Just to note, Rashi believes over here that Rabbi Chanina is a Tana, and he argues on the other over here and says that the Surisita is really a Sela Medina. Sela Medina, the currency that was extant at that time, the used currency, was actually 1/8 of the value of the Manet Tsuri, of the entire coins or currency. And Rashi says that's what Rabbi Chanina is suggesting over here, that you can use this coin, this sela, that is 1/8 of the value of the Manet Tsuri. You can use 5 of those to pay off the Pidyon HaBen. So he disagrees with our Mishnah. He's a Tana disagreeing with our Mishnah and suggesting that you don't need to use manetzuri. You can use the going currency at the time, which is actually worth 1/8 of the value of the currency of Tyre, and you can use 5 of their sela to pay it off. So that means that you would really have 1/8 of the value of a tsuri that you would be using to pay off the pigeon of Ben. That's how Rashi learns it, that it's a machloket over here, and it doesn't fit in with the others in the picture. Tosfot does not like this because the weight of these coins would be so small, based on Rashi's measurements before, that it seems incredulous that anybody would let you pay off pigeon of Ben with those numbers. The last one we had was the coins of Hadriana, Tarena, and Shaifa. And over here, the Gemara tells you that those coins, according to Rashi, are gold coins again, are equal to 25 zuz. 25 zuz means 25 dinar kesef. That's what we saw before, the same value as the dinar zahav of Tzur. Dinar zahav was equal to 25 dinar kesef. So too over here, the Gemara says about these golden coins of Hadriana, Tarena, and Shaifa, that they're also equal to 25 zuz. The problem is that you need only 20 dinari kesef to pay off the pigeon aben. Since you only need 20 kesef, how do I relate that to this coin? How much of this coin do I have to use in order to pay off the pigeon aben? That's what the Gemara tries. Now it's make 3 attempts to figure out the number. Number one is, Dalminayu Shtuta. First one is, take this coin and reduce it by a sixth. Vahanach le pigeon aben. And you can use those for pigeon aben. Gemara right away says, well, that's problematic. Because v'hanach, the equivalent, if you reduce the sixth, meaning really if you take 5/6 of 25, then I need esrim v'chad nachidanka. That's the equivalent of 21 minus a sixth, meaning 20 and 5/6. The easiest way to see this is to say, if I take the 25 dinari kesef, I say that they're equal to 24 plus 1. 5/6 of 24 is 20, and 5/6 of 1 is 5/6. So that's 20 and 5/6. If I was to reduce the 20 coin by a sixth, I would end up with 20 and 5/6 dinari kesef. When we know that in the kesef, the dinari kesef tzur, you need 20 to pay pigeon aben, so you're still too high. So that can't be the right number, and that's what the Gemara says. Hani esrim v'chad nechidanka. It's 21 minus a sixth, or 20 and 5/6. Ella, do this. Dal shtuta vizuza. Reduce it by a sixth, plus an additional dinar kesef. V'hanach the pigeon aben, and that'll work out to be for pigeon aben. So we do the equation again, or the calculation again, you'll get 25. If you take 5/6 of 25, you get 20 and 5/6. If you reduce it by a zuz or a dinar kesef, you get 19 and 5/6. So that's also not correct. That's what the Gemara says now. Akati esrim dachi danka habi. It's still 20 minus a sixth. Elo. Here's the Gemara's final calculation, which gets us there. Dal zuza. Drop a zuz from it. And then shtuta, and then knock it down by a sixth. So if you do that, you take a dinar zahav, or the dinar hadrayana, trina, or shaifa, you subtract one dinar kesef from that. There were 25 dinar kesef. If you subtract one, you're left with 24 dinar kesef. Take 5/6 of 24, you end up with 20. And that gets us to the 20 kesef that you need for pigeon aben. V'hanach, the pigeon aben. That will work out to be pigeon ben, davo, lehu, esrin, matkaleva, matkal dinara. That'll be 20 dinari kesef, which we saw before in Tsuri is enough to pay for the pigeon haben. Now truthfully, the easiest way to do it, and I explained that before, is that if you just take 4/5 of the 25 dinari kesef, 4/5 of the coin, you'll end up with 20. Why did the Gemara not use 4/5 and instead used this crazy calculation, reducing it as zuz, and then multiplying by 5/6? So Tosafot over here, the Rabbeinu Tam over here, speaks about something that he's spoken in other places, we've discussed this before, and that is Rabbeinu Tam is uncomfortable about the translation between gold and silver, the relationship, the ratio between them. According to the Gemara here, the relationship between gold and silver is 1 to 25. That means for every dinar zahav, you get 25 dinar kesef. It's a 25 to 1 ratio. Rabbeinu Tam claims in their day that the ratio was, is 12 to 1, or according to another Gersa, is 10 to 1. So he believes that the equation, a ratio between gold to silver is only 10 or 12 to 1, and he can't believe that in the time of the Gemara, it was 25 to 1. And that leads the Rabbeinu Tam to say that the gold coins in their day were twice as thick as their silver coins. Their silver coins were a certain thickness, the gold coins were double that thickness. So that really means that if you had an equivalent gold coin, If we really 1 to 12 and a half would be the ratio, that he's willing to accept, but not this 1 to 25 ratio. Therefore, he explains, and it's later on in this Tosafot, he says that the real ratio is 1 to 12, and therefore a gold coin was really 24 dinari kesef. And then why does the Gemara say it's 25? Is that when you went to mint coins, you had to pay 1 dinar kesef to the minter to make the silver coins for you, those 25 silver coins. He kept one of them, you got 24 of them. So the dinar zahav, when you got change, was worth 25 because it was worth the 24 of its actual value plus the 1 that it would cost to mint the coins. And that's the way the Rabbeinu Tam says that the Gemara is working with this convoluted solution over here of taking away 1 dinar kesef and then doing 5/6. Just instead of saying 4/5 of the total amount. That's based on this Rabbeinu Tam who argues that he cannot understand or he does not comfortable with the exchange ratio between gold and silver being 25 to 1. Now it's true that in their time it was about 12 or 10 to 1. But we do see extreme fluctuations in the relationship between silver and gold. And there were times, especially today in more modern times, where gold does reach those levels of 25 to 1, which would mean that it may not have been impossible back then as well to be that ratio. Although Rabbeinu Tam is insistent that the ratio had to be something of half of that nature. And therefore, the Gemara comes up with this convoluted solution according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the Gemara moves on to, I said before that the Gemara will explain the Arabian coins. And this is one of the harder calculations that we're going to do today. And it says now, so far we know that in the Tzuri, 20 silver coins, which is equal to 4/5 of a dinar zahav in Tzuri, or 5 sela of the Tzuri, that is good for Pidyon HaBen. We just took care of that with Hydrina, Charina, and Shaifa, that their dinar zahav, it's equivalent to 4/5 of their dinar zahav, or minus 1 dinar kesef times 5/6. Either way, you'll get to the 20 dinar kesef that you need for Pidyon HaBen, and that would explain the coin of Hydrina, Charina, and Shaifa. We talked about the Arabian coins before. Rashi said the ratio between the Arabian coins and the Tzuri coins was 10 over 7. For every 7 dinar kesef you have in Tzuri, you would get equivalent of 10 dinar kesef in Arabia. Therefore, we said before that Sela is not equal to 4 dinar kesef, but rather to 5 5/7 of a dinar kesef, Arabian dinar kesef. And now their Pidyon HaBen payment is not 20 kesef, but rather 10 over 7 times the 20, which gives you 28 4/7. 28 4/7 dinar kesef of Arabia would be the equivalent of the 20 dinarei kesef of Tzuri, and that would be the payment for Pidyon HaBen. And this is how the Gemara describes it. Deinun, esrim v'tamia zuze, 28 zuz, upalga, and half a zuz, upalga dantka, and a half of a sixth of a zuz. So if you add those together, you get 28, plus a half, plus a 12, which equates to 28 7/12. So the Gemara says it's 28 7/12 in the Arabian dinarei kesef. That's what you have to pay in order to get the value of 20 dinar kesef in Tzuri. That's based on a sela Tzuri, would equal 5 5/7 of Arabian dinar kesef. And therefore, if you multiply it by 5, you get 28 4/7, or the 20 dinar kesef that you need for Pidyon HaBen. The Gemara's calculation is 28 7/12.
28 4/7?
Yeah, that's the real calculation. The Gemara's calculation is 28 7/12, which is off by a bit, not exact. They're using 28 7/12 instead of 28 4/7. Rashi does the calculation here. Pretty complex calculation. There's a large Rashi over here. I'll send you out the information to do it the way Rashi does it. But he basically breaks the 20 dinar kesef down into two components. He says that there are 14 of the dinar kesef Tzuri equate to 20 of dinar Arabia. The remaining 6 dinar kesef Tzuri are equal to 8 7/12 of the dinar Arabia. And that's how they get to this 28 7/12. He does that by breaking down the dinarim into pundion and then working the calculation out. I'll send you the calculation to show you that how he gets it. Part of the solution is to round out. That's why the number doesn't come out to 28 4/7, but it comes out to 28 7/12, is because they round off one of the numbers. They have 6/7 of pundion, and they just round that off to be a full pundion. That 1/7 that they dropped is basically what we're missing over here, and that's why they're off by a little bit in their calculation. But I'll send you the calculation so you can do what the Rashi is doing over here. All right, Amar Rava, Silim Doraita, the Sela Doraita, the Sela Min HaTorah, Tlata V'Til Tahavi, is worth 3 1/3 of dinar kesef in Tzuri. So now, wait a minute. I just told you before, I gave you information that the Selah was equal to 4 dinarei kesef. And over here, he's saying that the Selah from the Torah is equal to 3 1/3 dinarei kesef. Diktiv, I can prove it to you. Because it says, Esrim geirah ha-shekel. Shekel ha-kodesh, which is the equivalent of a Selah in the Torah, is worth 20 geirah, umitar gaminim. And Unkelus calls a geirah ma'in, a ma'a. Which means that every shekel ha-kodesh is worth 20 ma'a. Vitanyo. And we have a braita that tells us in Suri, sheish ma'a kesef dinar. That the dinar is equivalent to 6 ma'a. So therefore, if I do the calculation, if a dinar is equivalent to 6 ma'a, and I need 20 ma'a to make up a shekel midoraita, that means I take 20 over 6, 20 divided by 6. 20 divided by 6 is 3 1/3. So 3 1/3 is the number of dinari kesef to equal a shekel min haTorah. The Gemara says, wait a minute, is that really true? It says, we have a problem because, meitevei, halo selah shel kodesh, 48 pundion. Isn't a selah of kodesh equivalent to 48 pundion? Now, in terms of the relationship between a pundion and a dinar kesef, we just said, is equal to 6 ma'a, and each ma'a is equivalent to 2 pundion. That means that a dinar kesef is equal to 12 pundion. So the easy calculation for a year is, if you have a selah that is equivalent to 48 pundion, if you divide that by 12, you'll get 4. That means that the selah is equal to 4 dinar kesef. You just told me that the selah min haTorah is equal to 3 1/3 dinarei kesef. And now I have a braita that it's equal to 4 dinarei kesef. So how can you tell me it's worth 3 1/3 when now it's worth 4? That calculation I'll do with you in a second is pundion ze mativo. This extra pundion, what is it valuable for? Kilbon le ptutrot. It's the coin, it's the payment to the money changer to exchange the money. Now this is a case, the Torah tells you that you have to pay 50 Selah Kodesh to exchange for a field that is a Steach Huzah. If you have a Steach Huzah that you donated to Hekdesh, the Torah says that you have to pay for every Chomer Seorim over the period of the Yovel. 50 Selah Kodesh, the value you have to pay in order to buy that field back is 50 Selah Kodesh. Gemara says that what is the value of per year through the Yovel? There are 49 years until the Yovel. So if I take 50 shekel over 49 years, that means that you have to pay a shekel and a pundion per year. Shekel and a pundion per year. If you kept it there for 5 years, now you want to redeem it, you have to get 44 times a shekel and a pundion. If you have only 5 years left, you would pay 5 shekel plus 5 pundion in order to redeem it. If you do the calculation over 49 years, that means that it's equivalent to 49 shekel and 49 pundion. We just said before that a shekel kodesh is equal to 48 pundion. So that means if you take the 49 years, you have 49 shekel plus the 49 pundion equal 1 shekel plus an additional pundion. That gets you to the 50 shekel that the Torah says the field of Chomer Seorim is worth over the period of the Ovel. But you actually have an extra pundion. And that's what the Breita was asking. What's that extra pundion for? You actually turn out to have 50 shekel plus a pundion. That additional pundion is used to exchange the money, to break it down from larger coins into smaller coins. But what do you see from that braita? You see that the braita says that a selah is equal to 48 pundion, which we said 12 pundion to dinar kesef, means that it's equal to 4 dinar kesef. Gemara says, no problem, that's bata da sifu alayu. That's after they devalue the currency. After they devalue the currency in Suri, then it equals 4. They actually devalued the currency by a 6th. And if you devalue the currency by a 6th, then you'll end up with the equivalent 3 1/3 dinarei kesef actually equaling the 4 dinar kesef that you want over here. So if you do that calculation, if we know that a shekel kodesh equals 20 geirah, which is equal to 20 ma'a, but now we said that they devalued the currency by 6th, which means that if you multiply it by 6/5, now you'll get 24 ma'in. That means now a shekel kodesh is no longer worth 20 ma'a, but rather 24 ma'in. And if dinar tsuri is worth 6 ma'a, then 24 divided by 6 gives you 4 dinarei kesef. And that tells you the shekel kodesh is equal to 4 dinarei kesef after the devaluation of the manet tsuri. Here they call it an appreciation of the shekel kodesh, but you can only accomplish an appreciation of the shekel kodesh by devaluing the manet tsuri. So that's the difference between Rava's statement, which says 3 1/3 is before the devaluation, that each selah is equivalent to, or shekel hakodesh is equal to 3 1/3 dinarei kesef etzuri, After the devaluation, it's worth 4 dinari kesef of the money tzuri, the shekel kodesh, and that's what I told you in the beginning, that sell equals 4 dinari kesef. Now the Gemara just asks as a sidebar, how do I know that you can devalue the currency or you can increase the size of the coinage? So that the Torah says, Srim Geira Iye. So the Iye gives you a Havaya Acheret, that you can add on something. I would think that you could reduce the value of the coins of Hekdesh, mean that you could appreciate the current currency or devalue the Shekel HaKodesh. That the Talmud Lomar, who? Torah says, who? Rashi's Girsa in the Gemara was Parshat Erechim Ktiv, who? By Parshat Erechim it says, who? And then the Rashi comments, B'seder V'yikach Korach Ktiv Esrim Girahu, Shelo Yivchot. Then in Korach, it says that it's Esrim Girahu and no less. So who means that it's absolute and no less. Therefore, you can devalue the current currency or appreciate the Shekel HaKodesh, but you can't do the reverse. You can't devalue the Shekel HaKodesh or increase the current currency versus the Shekel HaKodesh. Now there's a little story. Rav Ashi Shadalei Shivzar Zuzei the Rav Acha Brei the Rava. Rav Ashi had to pay for a pigeon a pen, so he sent 17 silver coins to Rav Acha Brei the Rava the Kohen for his pigeon a pen. So Sholach Lei Lishtar Li Mar Tilta Yeterta. The guess here should be Tilta, not Slata. Send me back my change. Because as we said before, Rava said that the Shekel HaKodesh is equivalent to 3 1/3 dinari kesef. If I have to pay 5 of those to do pigeon a ben, 5 times 3 1/3 is 16 2/3. So he says to him, pay me back the extra third that you owe me for paying for pigeon a ben. I give you 17 dinari kesef. You have to send me the change of a third of a dinari kesef back because I overpaid you. Rav Acha, Brei the Rava, says back to him, He says to me, no, I don't owe you a third of its silver coin. You actually owe me 3 more dinari kesef. Because they devalued the money tzuri, or they appreciated the shekel kodesh, and therefore the shekel kodesh today is not worth 16 2/3 dinari kesef, but rather 20 dinari kesef. 5 times 4. 5 times 4 is 20. So you paid me 17, you actually owe me an additional 3 dinari kesef because of this devaluation. So Rav Ashi thought he was sending him the 16 2/3 based on the old coin valuations, based on the statement of Rava. But in the end, Rav Acha says to him, no, that there was a devaluation of the currency, and you actually owe me 20 dinari kesef, and the 17 is not enough. You owe me an additional 3 dinari kesef. So if you give 17, if you were on the old currency, you would have gotten a third of a dinar change. On the new currency, where it was devalued, you would owe an additional 3 dinari kesef in order to pay for it. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Now it gets very easy. Kol kesef amur b'torah stam. Anytime the word kesef is used in the Torah stam, it means a sela. It's equivalent to a sela of tzuri, which is equal to 4 dinari kesef of tzuri. Dinevi'im, stam kesef that's mentioned in the Nevi'im is a litrin, which Rashi says is equivalent to 25 sela. And the ktuvim, the stam kesef that's mentioned in ktuvim is kinterin. Kinterin, Rashi says, is equal to 100 sela. The only exception to that rule is a kaskoshel ephron. The money that Avram paid to Ephron to buy Marat HaBechpela. Shafo Bishikatu B'Torah Stam. Even though it's written Kesef in the Torah, nevertheless it's Kinterin. He paid in Kinterin. Tekhtiv Arba Meot Shekel Kesef Over La Socher. He paid 400 Shekel Kesef that are Over La Socher that are used anywhere in the world. V'ikaduchta the Kokari Le Kintera Tikla. There's somewhere in the world where their shekels are equal to a Kintera. They're equal to 100. So he really paid him in kinterin, and that's why the translation, Unkelus writes in the translation of shekel there, over the socher is kinterin. Coins, large coins that are accepted anywhere, because in any place in the world that would be called a shekel. So he paid him 100 times what would have been the normal kesef or stam kesef in the Torah. Amrav Oshia, Bikshu lignos kesef zav shebeolam, mipnei kaspar zava shel Yerushalayim. They wanted to put into Geniza all silver and gold coins, because of the coinage of Yerushalayim, meaning that there was money in Hekdesh when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, that was distributed into the currency that was extant at that time that was floating around the Shuk, and therefore they wanted to ask everything because they didn't want people to misappropriate Hekdesh. And then they found a pasuk in the Torah that said it was mutar. Interesting that they say it's a pasuk from the Torah, now they're about to quote a pasuk from Yechezkel. That the pritzim, the infidels, entered the Mikdash, and they profaned it. That means as soon as it's misappropriated by an infidel, anything that's Kodesh, the Kodesh leaves that object, and it's no longer considered to be Hekdesh. We saw this before in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Once they get a hold of it, the Kodesh leaves it, and therefore they didn't have to worry about the coinage anymore because the coins that were taken by the infidels lost their kedusha, and therefore there's nothing to worry about in terms of all the currency that was floating around. Now, Rav Soloveitchik suggests on this to explain the position of the Mara versus Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara in Tanit, which is that Rabbi Yochanan says that if it had been in my day, I would have made Tisha B'Av on the 10th of Av, because they only start burning the Mikdash on the 9th of Av, and then it burns through the day of the 10th until midday on the 10th. And therefore, I would have made Tisha B'Av on the 10th of Av and not on the 9th of Av. That's the Minhag that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch by the Ramaz, that we keep the Minhagei Avelut of the 9 days through Chatzot on the 10th of Av because of the fact that the Mikdash burnt really down on the 10th of Av. Gemara says that the Lata de Purnata Adif, at the beginning of the Purnata, when they lit the fire in the Mikdash, which is in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, that's more important, that's more significant, and therefore we keep Tisha B'Av as the day of mourning for the destruction of Mikdash. Soloveitchik wanted to explain that that was based on this pasuk, Vavba Pritzim Bichilua, that once the infidels had come into the Mikdash, they profaned it, they defiled it, and it was no longer the Mikdash anymore. It lost all of its Kedusha. Since it lost all of its Kedusha, the day when the Mikdash was destroyed was on the 9th. That's when it lost its Kedusha, based on the infidels entering. I've noted in the past that it's a very difficult explanation because that Gemara and Tanit also says that entered in on the 7th of Av and they were partying in the Mikdash until the 9th of Av when they set it on fire. So that means that they already entered in the 7th of Av. Then if you said Ba'u Pritzim Bichalu, it means that it was destroyed on the 7th and not on the 9th. That explanation is a little bit difficult given that context in the Gemara in Tanit. In terms of the Halacha, the Avelut intensifies on the 7th. From Rosh Chodesh, then you have Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, and then you're from the 7th onto the 9th. Sunan Heterim that we have in the rest of the week, like for instance, having Siyumim in order to eat the meal of Basar, we don't allow it after the 7th because we're much more machmir from the 7th and on because of this fact that they entered into the Mikdash on the 7th. That makes that explanation a little more difficult. Gemara says, Yishalayim Havi Aruba Da'alma. What do you worry about the whole world, all the coins in the world? Yishalayim's not the rov of the world, it's Batel Barov. Elarma Abaye Bikshu Lignos Dinara Hadrina Tyrana Shaifa. They wanted to not allow the usage of these coins because Tiva Shel Yerushalayim, because they were in Yerushalayim, meaning that they were the coinage that was mostly used by Hekdesh. So therefore, they would have been a problem. Maybe they would have been the rove, maybe, of those coins. Asher Matzulah Mikra Min HaTorah, until they found the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Shu Mutar Shem Oval Bapritzim V'Yichluluha. Okay, Amar Rav Yehud Amar Rav, Asi, or Amar Rav, Kol Kesef Amur BaTorah Stam. Anytime the Torah uses the word kesef, stam, kesef tzuri, that's referring to the kesef tzuri, so meaning that the shekel kodesh of the Torah is equivalent to the sela of tzuri. Shal divrehem, anything that's mentioned by the chachamim is kesef medina, is the kesef that is the common currency that's used. Again, we explained before that's 1/8 of kesef tzuri. Kesef medina is 1/8, therefore when the chachamim spoke about kesef, without any definition of what kesef silver they're speaking about, they're talking about the coins, the silver coins of the medina, which is 1/8 of the silver coin of tzuri. And therefore, when it comes to kesef tzuri, that is kesef stam in the Torah, without any explanation of what kesef we're talking about. Kesef of the tzel divriham, it's 1/8. Rashi equates it to what we saw before in Rav Hanina's opinion of the istara srasya. Istara srasya, which was 1/8. Of the Selat Suri, Rashi says that's exactly what we're speaking about over here. V'klaloho, is that really true? Vari ta'ana, dichtiv. We have ta'ana, dichtiv, ki teni shoreo kesef o kelim, by a shvua of modeh v'miksat. You have to have a ta'ana, you have to have a claim, and modeh v'miksat, he has to admit to a part of the claim. So based on the pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim, the Gemara in Shvuot learns, ki teni shoreo kesef o kelim lishmor, person gave over monies, or utensils to be watched. And there, if it's not, we have a Mishnah in Shvuata Dayanim, Hatana. The claim has to be Shtei Kesef. It has to be worth 2 kesef. And Rashi explains over here, 2 kesef means the smallest coins that we're talking about. We're talking about the Ma'ah Kesef. We're talking about 2 Ma'ah Kesef in order to be the claim. So if it's 2 Ma'ah Kesef, according to you, the Torah, whenever it says Stam Kesef, means Dinar of Tzuri. So why would you say that it's 2 ma'ah? It should really be 2 dinari kesef tzuri. Why would you say it's 2 ma'ah? It says, shani hotam dichtiv kesef okelim. Because there's a drush over there of kesef okelim, ma kelim shnaim, af kesef shnaim. Just like kelim are 2, so 2, the kesef is 2. Ma kesef davar chashuv. Just like the kesef has to be something of significance, it has to be the lowest currency that is in use in Tzur, which is the Ma'ah, the lowest silver coin in use. So to the kelim have to be a davar chashuv. This is the girsa of the Gemara here. It's not the same as the girsa in Shvuot. Rashi and Tosafot argue about what the girsa should be and the explanation of that girsa in the Gemara in Shvuot. I'm not going to spend time, you can see there's a very large Tosafot here about it again, trying to figure out what the right girsa is and what the limud is from Kesef to Kelim and from Kelim to Kesef, back and forth. What are they learning? What do you know? What is given? What is the limud over here? It's a big machloket Rashi and Tosafot in the Gemara in Shvuot. Our girsa over here is different than the girsa based on Rashi in the Gemara in Shvuot. Tosafot tries to equate the two girsaot and to level them out so that they read the same. Again, it's not really relevant to our sugya. I'm just noting it because it's significant in the Gemara in Shvuot, this girsa in our Gemara, which is different than the Gemara in Shvuot. What about Maiser? Dichtiv, v'tzarta kesef biyadecha. You're allowed to exchange your Maiser Sheni onto silver coins and to bring them up to Yerushalayim. So with Sarta Kesef, the word Kesef is used stam again. It's not. We have a Mishnah machlok between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Haporet Sela, Maiser Sheni. So that if one wants to carry up to Yerushalayim larger coins, meaning that he doesn't want to have to carry up all these small coins, he can aggregate them onto a larger coin. So there, the Mishnah says Haporet Sela, that you can take your smaller coins and put them onto a sela. Well, that tells you that what he exchanged the Maaser Sheni for was less than a sela. And now he wants to aggregate them onto a sela. The Gemara says, Kesef Riba. That over there, as Rashi points out, the word Kesef is used three times. Since it's used three times, it tells you not only just the Kesef, Stam Kesef, meaning dinar, Tsuri, but even the lowest currency of silver in Tsuri will suffice, and therefore you can put it on Ma'ah, put it on Nechoshet, you can even put it on Prutot, you can exchange it and then aggregate it onto coins. But that's because you have extra word Kesef there, that's the Rabot. Vare Hekdesh. Vehekdesh Tichtiv Venatana Kesef Vikamlo. He pays for the field Vikamlo and then he gets it. And we know that Jvamar Shmuel Hekdesh Shave Maneh, Hekdesh that's worth a maneh, meaning 100 zuz, 100 dinari kesef, Shichalo Shave Pruta Mechula. If you exchange it for a pruta, pruta is nechoshet, is a copper coin, it works to exchange for the field. So over there you're exchanging Hekdesh for a copper coin. And yet the Torah says, V'natana kesef v'kamo, that you pay in silver, and silver should be a stam sela. How does Shmuel come up with a pruta? Hekdesh Nami, Yoliv, Kodesh, Kodesh, Mimaisu Sheni. That you learn out of Xereshova of Hekdesh, the word Kodesh that's mentioned by Hekdesh, and Kodesh, which is mentioned by Maiser Sheni, have Xereshova between them, and therefore, that's why, just like by Maiser Sheni, we said you can use lesser coins, so too, by Hekdesh, for redeeming, you can use lesser coins. Very Kedusha Isha, what about getting married? Dichtiv, Vayatzachinam Ein Kosef. It says by an Amai Vriya, that she goes out free at the end of her term, when she reaches age, or the end of her term, she goes out for free. She doesn't have to pay to go out. The Gemara dashes from that there's in kesef Adon Azeh. This Adon doesn't have kesef, but Adon Acher Yeshlo kesef. Another Adon does have kesef. From this, they learn out that that's kesef kidushim. The kesef for getting married. The amount of money that one has to give to a woman in order to create the kiddushin and eusin that's needed to marry a woman. But you see the word kesef is used stam again. V'tnan, we have a machloket in the Mishnah in kiddushin. V'chame omim b'dinar, b'shaveh dinar. You can use a dinar, a silver coin, and a shaveh dinar. V'til omim pruta, b'shaveh pruta. But all you need is a pruta, shaveh pruta. According to Beit Hillel, for sure, it's not silver coin. We're talking about prutot, which are copper coins. According to Beit Shammai, it's dinar. So dinar kesef, maybe we could argue that. So that's what the Gemara says now. Lema Rav Asi, damar k'Beit Shammai. You want to say that Rav Asi's opinion is based on Beit Shammai, that you're using a dinar tzuri? Kol kesef matara is stam kesef tzuri. Rashi explains the difference being that if it doesn't write shekel. If it writes the word shekel, that's equivalent of a sela. If it only writes the word kesef, that's equivalent to a dinar. So therefore over here, since it only wrote the word kesef, I would think you'd need a dinar kesef. So that works well according to Beit Shammai, doesn't work according to Beit Hillel. So you're going to suggest now that an Amora is supporting the position of Beit Shammai in Kiddushin? Ela itma itmar hachi itmar. We have to amend Rabbi Yehuda Marav or Rabbi Yehuda Marasi's statement. Ko kesef katsuv hamur batorah kesef tzuri. Anytime the Torah gives you a fixed payment in the Torah, that's based on kesef tzuri. That's like the 5 shekel of Pidyon HaBen, 30 shekel of Eved, the 50 of Ones emifateh, v'shel divrehem, anything that is in the chachamim, kesef medina, 1/8 of that. Ma'ika mashmalan. What are you teaching us? That's our Mishnah. Tanina, chamesh shleim shel ben, The Chamesh Shleim, a pigeon of Ben, is a Manetzuri based on Manetzuri. So we know that already. Our Mishnah already told us that you do it based on the currency of Tzuri. He had to tell us about that the Chachamim, whenever the Chachamim spoke in currencies, they spoke about the regular currency and not Kesef Tzuri, 1/8 of the Kesef Tzuri, Titzan. We have a Mishnah in Baba Kama that says, "Atokei lechaverei noten lo sela." Someone, Rashi gives two interpretations over here. One is he heard from his Rebbeim in Baba Kama that he clapped or he smacked his hand by a person's ear. If he does that, the Chachamim gave a knas of sela. Rashi over here brings an alternative explanation is that he screamed in his ear. I don't know if he blew a shofar or he screamed in his ear, one of those two things, very loudly in his ear. There was a knas from the Chachamim for someone who did this of a sela. Don't say that the sela he owes is arba zuzi. Is the sela tzuri, that the Mishnah is talking about a sela tzuri, which is equivalent to four zuzi, mean four dinari kesef, ela palga du zuza. It's a half of a zuz, 1/8 of the value. Again, we said the sela medina is 1/8 of the value of the sela tzuri. So if I take 1/8 of the sela tzuri, which is equivalent to four dinari kesef, that'll equal a half of a dinar kesef. The karinche sela, because a common term or the colloquialism is sela palka de zuza, that a sela is equal to 1/2 of a silver coin, a dinar kesef that was out there, which is equivalent to the dinar kesef of tzur. Chana bisha, chana the bad guy, takale la hau gavra. He did this. It was tokea, whether it means he smacked him by the ear, he made a loud noise by his ear. Atakalakame de rabuna, amale havale palka de zuza. Give him a half zuz, you owe him the money. He didn't have that. He have a lay zuza. He only had one zuz. Now the Gemara says, have a lay zuza ma'acha bade. Dolo nafik. Rashi says over here, zuza ma'acha means, shenifchata tzurato. That its tzura was broken down. It was a coin that nobody was willing to accept and give him change. He couldn't get change for it because it was a bad quality coin. So nobody would take it, and therefore he couldn't get the change for a half a zuz. He says, forget it. You know what I'll do? Takale achrina. He whacked him again by the ear. He says, now I owe him a full zuz. Beyond Elaine, he gave him the full zuz. So he didn't need change back anymore, because now he owed him another half of a dinar kesef. Says he owed a sela medina, and he only had a full dinar kesef, which is double the amount that he needed to pay. And he couldn't get change for it because it's a bad quality coin. Therefore, he just hit him again, or made a loud noise in his ear again, so he owed him the other half dinar kesef to equal a full dinar kesef, and then he handed him the coin and said, here's your payment. And that's why it's called Chanan Bisha, because that's how we solve this problem. All right. Shloshim shel eved, chamishim shel ones, umefanteh. So, hatu lamali. Why do we need this as well? Tanale Reisha. We already know that from the Reisha. In the Mishnah, it says that the chamesh shloim shel ben b'manetzuri. Then it says, shloshim shel eved, chamishim shel ones, umefanteh, o meya shel motzi shemram, kulam b'shekel ha-kodesh b'manetzuri. Mentions again that it's shekel kodesh b'manetzuri. Why does it tell us in the beginning it's Manetzuri and at the end tell us it's Manetzuri? Why do I need it twice? So, ones umotzi shemra itztrich. I need it for the ones umotzi shemra. Sakadat chamina kemetalotiv bu shkalim. Over there it doesn't say shekel. Emezuze ba'almak. That maybe he only has to pay based on what Rashi said before. When the Torah just says kesef, it means dinar kesef. When the Torah says shekel, it means sela. It means four dinar kesef. So over there, by the case of ones, and the case of Motzi Shemra, over there it only says Chamishim Kesef or Meya Kesef. It does not use the word Shekel. And therefore I would have thought that he only owes 100 Zuz, or he only owes 50 Zuz, meaning 50 Dinari Kesef, or 100 Dinari Kesef, not what we think is 100 Shekel Kesef, 100 Sela, which is really 400 Dinari Kesef, or 50 Sela, which is the equivalent of 200 Dinari Kesef. So how do I know that? They're all learnt out one from the other. And therefore, just like Pidgin Aben and Mifateh is talking about Shekel HaKodesh, so too these are all talking about Shekel HaKodesh. Chutz min Ashkalim, the exception to this rule that you're allowed to pay in kind is the Shekel, that you have to give from Machatzit to Shekel. Tana, Chutz min Ashkalim, Umaser Varayom. The exceptions to this rule are the Shekel that you have to give Machatzit to Shekel, that you must pay with coins. Meiser Sheni, and harayon, which is the ri'yah, the olot ri'yah that you bring up to the mikdash. Meiser sheni, because shkalim, ditnan. How do I know that the shekel that you pay for machatzit shekel, we have a mishnah, mitzarfim shkalim le darbonot, b'vnei masuya derech. You're allowed to aggregate the shkalim with darbonot. Rashi says that's the amount for the exchange rate over there, because of the weight of the derech. So we see over there that you have to give shkalim, you have to give in real coins in order to pay for it. Meiser sheni dichtiv, it's tzarta kesef biyadecha. It says it's tzarta kesef, it has to be a kesef that's surah. coin, a minted coin, is the only thing you can use to exchange for Maaser Sheni. And therefore, you can't use in-kind payment to exchange the Maaser Sheni. Ve'arayon, this is talking about the Olot Riyah. Tani Rav Yosef, shalo yabi sigal azara. We don't want you bringing silver, whether it's smelted silver or polluted silver, to the Azara to pay for it. Rashi says that this mission that we brought, this Tani Rav Yosef that we brought, is only a remez. It's not that this is the proof to it. It's just telling us, you see, that you're not allowed to bring silver, real silver, to the Azara. You must be that you have to bring coins. Tosvot says, no, it's actually the proof. The proof is that we don't want you using real silver instead of coins, because it's going to come out that you're not going to bring out the right amount. We want you to bring the right amount, use the coins, and therefore we will know that you get the shtei kesef that you have to pay for olot ri'iyah, because if you brought up real silver, you'll get polluted silver, you got problematic with the silver, it won't equal the 2 coins that you need, and therefore you must bring it up in coins. So these 3 items, the shekel, the machatzit shekel that you pay, the maaser sheni exchange, and the olot ri'iyah, all have to be paid with coins, and not in kind, as opposed to the other things in our Mishnah, that you can pay in kind value for those items. Okay, we'll stop over here.